I'd like now to welcome Rob DeWalt. He is with the Pasa Tiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. He's with us just about every Friday. Speaking of the arts, bienvenido.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
I've been to two operas in two nights.
Are you tired?
Well, yes, but it was worth it.
Are you operated out?
Nope, I'm going tonight.
Oh, you're going tonight? What did you see?
La Boheme on Wednesday, the dress rehearsal of Griselda last night, and then tonight is Faust.
Ah, I'm waiting for my mother to get here to go to the opera. I'm going to take my mother to the opera. If she wants to go. If she doesn't, it's a wash.
If you can get tickets to La Boheme.
I can get tickets to La Boheme.
It is. I mean, I bawled like a baby. It's so beautiful.
You bawled like a baby?
Yes. I shouldn't say this on the
radio.
They
didn't
kick
you out?
Well, no. It was silently.
Oh, silently.
I cried. It was very beautiful.
It was one of those.
No, not quite.
Not quite that bad?
Not quite that bad.
Okay.
So what's happening this weekend?
Well, I'm obviously feeling a lot better, so that's good.
We are glad to hear it.
All kinds of marvelous stuff going on this week and this weekend. Tons of art openings. Eggman and Walrus has a great show. It's Ashley Lamb is having a show called Placeholder. And Nina Rizzo and Jen Wilson, a.k.a. Trace Barbarellas, are having a show. And that's at Eggman and Walrus. There's a reception tonight from 5:30 to 9 p.m. There's tons of Meyer East has a great show, Land and Light, Landscapes by Peter Campbell. And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7. Neiman Fine Art over there on Lincoln Avenue, Sculpture by Arlo Naminga. And there's a reception tonight from 5 to 7.
And it's so nice to just walk around on nights like these beautiful evenings that we've been having where it's not cold and not hot.
Yeah.
So you can go to every gallery downtown and on Canyon Road.
Yeah. And I suggest, you know, I mean, I've done the Canyon Road thing enough, but I suggest people take a look. There's a lot of new stuff out there. Red Dot Gallery, I believe, opened last week, and they have some great work up there. It's a wonderful, wonderful gallery. I don't know the exact address, but if you give me 5 seconds, I'm sure I can find it.
Five.
Four, three, two, one. I don't have the address in front of me.
Okay, that's all right.
But I'm sure that they have a web presence, so you could find out.
Or yes, Red Dot Gallery. No, I heard about the opening and have not yet been there. So, what else is
Well, the
going
New Mexico
on?
Jazz Festival is kicking off this week, isn't it?
It is indeed.
I believe that it really starts on Tuesday, July 19th. And it's sort of kicking off. It's a lot of things are happening at the Lenzic, but on Tuesday, July 19th, I believe Mose Allison, pianist and singer, is going to be performing on the bandstand on Santa Fe Plaza, and they are going to.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and they're performing. Not with, but the Pat Malone Quartet is also going to be there. I believe they're opening. Now the music starts at 6 p.m. and that's on July 19th, and then. Events in Albuquerque start on Thursday the 21st with jazz guitarist Michael Anthony at the Outpost Performance Space. If you go to NewMexicoJazzFestival.org, you can find out more information on the jazz festival.
Excellent.
And I'm gonna try and hit some concerts this year. I just never do. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
There's something wonderful about going to a place like the Lenzic or Santa Fe Bandstand, but it being with people who love the music as much as you do, mm-hmm. and are in that beautiful space together, live music.
Yeah,
I mean, where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's more of a culture observer thing. I'm not a jazzaholic at this point in my life. Perhaps later on, I will be.
Later on, what? When you mature?
In another life.
Ah.
I don't plan on maturing, so that's pretty much out. What else is going on? Oh, L1011. This is a great duo from L.A., and they do this sort of instrumental rock. They have this great live looping thing that they do on stage. They do a great cover of Radiohead's Paranoid Android. And they believe that they blew through here, I think, in January, and they played at Corazon, RIP Corazon. They're playing at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill, the former Santa Fe Brewing Company Pub and Grill, out there on 27 Fireplace Road off Highway 14 on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Doors open at 6. You can get tickets from the Lenzic, and they're not that expensive. And this is a great show. This is last time they were here, they hyped the show, and it was great. And this time, I think it's going to be a little bit easier for people to see and hear them in the configuration of the stage and whatnot there.
Now, here's some stuff going on at the Center for Contemporary Arts. On Sunday the 17th at 11:30 in the morning, CCA performance series in high definition, Simon Rattle and the Berlin Philharmonic. And then the Tuesday, the 19th, Santa Fe Opera presents Pasolini's Decameron, introduced by Peter Sellars. So that's some stuff that you may not be going, that you may not know about. That's at 7:30 in the evening on Tuesday. That's going on at the CCA, in addition to their regular films. And their film that is showing morning, noon, and night is Buck. Have you seen that?
Morning, noon, and night. Buck. Yeah, I reviewed it.
Yeah, Buck. Oh, that's right. Is showing many times a day at the CCA, and it's a very good film.
It was a very good film. I spent some time working with horses up in Big Timber, Montana when I was a kid. And so I have a soft spot for horses, especially when they kick me in the face. I get a really soft spot when they do that.
Yeah, it gets softer the more they kick you.
Yeah, yeah. And that would explain a lot.
And, of course, Pasolini's Decameron is in honor of the Santa Fe Opera's production of Griselda, which we just talked about, because the story Griselda is from Boccaccio's Decameron. And that's what this event at the CCA is about.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's too much information. Oh, my
Sorry.
Gosh. That's not too much information. Santa Fe Bandstand Summer Concert Series, speaking of the Plaza Bandstand, power pop and rock band Christian Gray and the Moving Dunes perform on Thursday the 21st. And Ryan McGarvey is also performing that night. And that starts at 6, and that's on the Plaza. And I'm gonna meander down to that one after work. I love both of those bands, but I haven't seen Ryan McGarvey perform in a while. And he's great, great blues man.
And they've got, on Santa Fe Bandstand, they have music not only Monday through Thursday evenings, but Monday and Wednesday at noon.
Yes.
They've got concerts. I went to the noon concert last Wednesday, and it was hot, but everybody was sitting in the shade, uh-huh. And it was great.
It was weird. I walked down there, because, you know, you go
I
down there.
I saw you.
Yeah, I saw you. I saw you. Roberto Capocchi was playing his classical guitar, and I was screaming, Piano Man! And I don't think he heard me, so.
That's probably a good thing.
Yeah, but it's funny, because you walk down there, it was like a lot of times for the noon shows, and if they're a bit subdued, like if it's a guitarist or a solo performer or something like that, you won't see people standing around dancing as much, you know? And I don't know what it is, but during the day, people tend to just sit and watch.
That's just plain too hot.
Yeah.
And also it's harder to dance to classical guitar.
Well, it's not hard, it's just kind of weird.
Yeah.
Let's see. There are shows on, what did you say, it was Monday and Wednesday?
Monday and Wednesday are the noon shows.
Monday and Wednesday. Okay, so on Monday we have Los Radiators. The Radiators, basically.
The Radiators. I think it's called Los Radiators.
Los Radiators?
I don't know.
Los Radiators. and then there's Wagogo is also performing. And then Sister Carol, the reggae artist, is performing. And that all starts at 6 o'clock on Monday. And then on Wednesday, Delta Blues duo James T. Baker and Holly, followed by Road Trip, which is like funk and soul. And then that's at noon. And then Estilo. Which is sort of a variety band, followed by Los Tropicales, Latin Grooves, at 6. So that all kicks off again at 6 o'clock on Wednesday. So
excellent.
Tons of great free.
You just stay downtown.
Live music. Yeah, you just stay downtown and, you know, support your local merchants and listen to some great free music.
Exactly.
All that booty you're saving on concert tickets, you can, you know, go get an ice cream or a burger or a beer, you know.
Or all of the above.
Yeah.
And it's really good for you. You can ice get cream, burger, and beer. It's a balanced meal. Yeah. It has all the food groups.
You could get a salad, too,
okay.
If you want it. Okay. So speaking of the opera, what is happening opera-wise this week? We've got Faust.
Faust tonight, Griselda tonight. Tomorrow.
Griselda tomorrow.
And Griselda Wednesday
Griselda
again.
Wednesday. That's right. That's right. I don't know. I mean, I haven't been up there yet to see, you know, how packed it is, but the Santa Fe Opera is always packed. So I'm going to go up there in August. I'm going to wait until towards the end.
Ah.
Yeah.
Excellent. And in August, they have, I think, 4 different weeks, maybe in the entirety of August, they have a different show every night. So for those people who want to come in from out of town and see them all, you mm-hmm. can do that in August.
Yeah. Opera-palooza.
Opera-palooza.
Mary Charlotte could be your chaperone. She knows what it's like to watch them back to back.
I know. There's a 3 opera week.
You buy the ticket. She'll chaperone you.
That's right. I will chaperone you.
That's the deal.
So let's see. Go ahead.
There's lots of live music all over town. There's Ian Moore and the Lossy Coils. sort of a power pop ensemble, and they are touring. They're playing at 10 p.m. on Friday night, tonight, at Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill. And I'm not sure if it's Santa Fe Soul Stage and Grill or Soul Santa Fe Stage and Grill. The owner told me that either one is fine. So apparently he's not printing up business cards. And that you can get tickets are available at holdmyticket.com. But if you go to soulsantafelive.com, you can catch out, like find out about all their shows coming up. And there's links to buy tickets online if you want to get them in advance, whatever.
The ongoing community art show presents the evolving, the evolving Pushpin self-portrait project. Have you ever seen this? Have you ever heard of this? It's basically hang your work, come see the show every Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9, now through closing, which is the 29th of July, and it's at Warehouse 21 mm-hmm. in the upstairs gallery.
Yeah, this has been going on for a while.
Yeah.
And they originally wanted it to be like a juried show. And you could only bring your work in that first day, the day of the reception, and then they just extended it. So I think this is a great idea.
It looks like a lot of fun. I haven't been over there yet.
Yeah.
Have you seen any of the portraits?
I sort of saw some in the beginning, but since it's evolving, I'll have to go back.
You will have to go back indeed.
Yeah. I hope when it evolves, it gets thumbs and toes.
Opposable thumbs.
Well, they don't have to be opposable.
And wings.
They can get along.
It's called Little Wing.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Little Wing, the greatest art space in Santa Fe without a home. Sort of. let's see, what else? Best of Morocco, a slide presentation by Michael Handler at 5 p.m. on Saturday over there at the Travel Bug. You ever been to any of these slideshows over there?
No, not
they're
for
fun.
A while.
They're
yeah.
fun. Most of the time they're pretty well attended, and it's kind of like traveling on the cheap. You just sort of listen and watch and... You don't have to buy a ticket. Ooh, the Viva Mexico celebration is happening out at Las Golondrinas this weekend. I forgot. I think it's this weekend. Yes, it is. On Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., July 16th and 17th. There's going to be, the aerial acrobatics, what do you call it? Los Voladores? Remember this? These guys, they ascend this pole and
they go up this sort of giant maypole looking thing.
Yeah.
And
jump off.
And jump off and spin around in the air and all kinds of things.
Yeah. And it's really high up and it's very scary. And there's also going to be food and music and there's going to be Mexican artisans. There's going to be a 40-member Oaxacan dance troupe. There's going to be mariachis. Mexican clowning troupe Corsina 20 is going to be performing. And they're kind of going to do a mariachi send-up too. If you go to golondrinas.org, you can find a full schedule and ticket information and all that good stuff.
Excellent.
That's a great time. That's Viva Mexico is one of my favorite events out there, besides the wine festival, of course.
You like the wine festival?
I love the wine festival.
You like wine?
I love wine.
You like to wine?
I dyed my hair wine colored.
Yeah, you kind of did.
Yeah.
I've never seen orange wine.
It's not orange. It's purpley.
Just kidding.
It's not orange, people.
We're talking to Rob DeWalt, speaking of the arts. And my computer just froze, so I cannot read the rest of the things that I would like to. Oh, no, here, it opened again. Let's see. Tomorrow on Camp Love Wave at 11 o'clock, Camp Love Wave brings you scientist and author of Apocalypse 2012 and Aftermath, a guide to preparing for and surviving Apocalypse 2012, Lawrence Joseph, where the Greek root of the meaning of apocalypse is lifting of the veil.
Ooh.
Mm.
Here's a little something more mellow, but it should be an interesting talk. It's a panel discussion called Why Do Artists Make Art?
Oh, right.
Yeah. Panel discussion in conjunction with the exhibit Mining the Unconscious 2, moderated by Donna Ruff, who's a contributing faculty member at the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And panelists include Lisa de St. Croix and Eliza Schmidt and Taylor Oliver. And that's at 7 p.m. at the Fine Arts Gallery on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design tonight. And you can get more information by calling 473-6508. Why do artists make art? I don't know, because if they made manholes, they wouldn't be artists. They would be manhole makers.
Unless they used their manholes
as art.
A theater
right.
space.
Well, there's manhole art around, you know. I don't think there's much here, you know. I think the closest thing we have to it is a mailbox that looks like R2-D2. let's see. Ooh, Santa Fe Flea at the Downs. Have you ever been out there?
I have not yet been. Somebody went, a friend of mine went the other day and said it was very good.
Yeah. One of my colleagues went with her husband, and she said that they scored some killer booty out there.
Killer booty?
Yeah.
You mean boots?
Like pirate booty.
Oh, okay. Oh, that kind of booty.
Not like shaken booty, but right. Pirate booty. Although I'm sure if you wanted to, you could score some shaken booty out there, too, if you look hard enough. But don't pay for it. That's illegal.
All right, then.
On Saturday, Calgary Barbecue is hosting a benefit for the Wildland Firefighter Foundation and the American Red Cross. The Wildlife Firefighter Foundation sort of gives moral and financial support to families of firefighters who've been killed in the line of duty or have been injured in the line of duty. And there's all kinds of people on the bill. Sean Heelan, EC Hare and Wild Frontier, the Broom Dust Caravan. There's tons. You can read all about it in my Soundwaves column, but that's 7:30 from 3 to 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow night at the Cowgirl. There's no cover, but they're accepting donations throughout the afternoon and evening. So go and check that out and support the Wildland Firefighters Foundation. These firefighters have been out here from all over the country helping us out here in New Mexico. So it's time to give back a little bit.
And I got a notice from a friend who works at Los Alamos who said that they need help. They're getting volunteers to fill sandbags today, tomorrow, starting at 7 in the morning and until it's done. And you can sign in at the Senior Center at Santa Clara Pueblo, just off State Road 30 at 1 Key Street, and bring closed-toed shoes, jeans, shirts with long sleeves, work gloves, shovel, hat, sunscreen, and water. So the lab is sponsoring that whole activity. Let's see. I think they are. Anyway, for more information, you can go to facebook.com and look for Lanel Las Conchas Fire Recovery.
Cool. Oh, what's this? Oh, there's the 67th annual Behind Adobe Walls Home and Garden Tours. Four bus tours of 8 private residential gardens, and that's Tuesday. It starts at 12:30 p.m. Buses depart from the Hotel Santa Fe at that particular time. There's a you can do that. There's a pre-tour lunch that costs something extra. If you contact Terry at Westwind Travel for tickets, call her at 984-0022. And those tours continue July 26th. So if you miss it this coming Tuesday, you can go the following Tuesday. Go and see the homes and gardens. Get some inspiration to go out in your own yard and plant something awesome.
I know, and there's still lots of time to plant. Every year I say I'm going to plant hollyhocks. I think today I'm going to plant some hollyhocks because those things grow like crazy. I see them growing in Casa Solana. There's a place where they're growing out of the cracks in the sidewalk.
I know, they grow like weeds at Santa Cafe, or at least they used to.
Yeah, even in a complete drought.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're great plants. I mean, they're perfect for somebody like me who can just look at a plant and kill it. So let's see, what else?
Free screening of the Oscar-nominated documentary and special jury prize documentary at the Sundance Festival. It's called Gasland.
Yeah.
And we talked about it a couple of weeks ago, and it's screening again tomorrow at noon. There's an event that's actually from noon to 3:30 because it's not only the event, but Craig Barnes will be there, and there will be an expert panel talking about fracking, hydraulic fracturing, including Weston Wilson, who is an EPA environmental engineer. He took whistleblower status and reported to Congress on the EPA cover-up on their hydraulic fracturing study. And Wilson, he's in the documentary Gasland. And then Don Hamilton and Kathleen Dudley from Drilling Mora County will be there. And it is at 1420 Cerrillos Road at the Center for Progress and Justice tomorrow at noon.
Sweet.
Yeah. It's a good movie. It's a really good movie. Have you seen it? Mm-hmm. It's done with all this kind of unusual documentary. It's very personal. The person who made it is making it really in a first-person kind of way, and it's so skillfully done. I loved it, just as a movie, much less as this incredibly important message.
Yeah, I wanted to see it, and then we have this big pile of books at the office, and I found a copy of it and watched it.
Excellent.
And was very, very impressed by the style. that it was made in.
Yeah.
It's unusual, but I think that's good.
But not like goofy, weird, obscure experimental.
Yeah.
Where you can't understand what's going on. And it's the exact opposite.
Right. And not like Morgan Spurlock, you know, Michael Moore, me, either. So, anyway, let's see. There's all kinds of other stuff going on. What was I going to talk about? I forgot.
I don't know.
The World Listening Day celebration is on Monday.
World Listening Day. Meaning we should shut up and listen to each other?
No, this is a talk and listening session and a sound walkthrough in the rail yard, field recording demonstrations, and an introduction and exploration of New Mexico Sound Map Community Web Project. I don't know much about this, but it looks really, really interesting. And this is happening from 7 to 9 p.m. At the Santa Fe complex over there in Agua Fria Street. Those guys are always doing something really interesting over there. And World Listening Day, I had no idea that such a thing even existed. But there you go. 7 to 9 p.m. on Monday. World Listening Day. There's no charge for that, by the way.
Excellent.
So listening is free, apparently. So that's awesome. Youth Nights at the Opera continue on Tuesday. Santa Fe Opera presents a special program that allows families with kids to attend select... Oh, this can't be right. This can't be right.
Go ahead.
The Last Savage. It's a dress rehearsal youth night at the Santa Fe Opera at 9 p.m. on Tuesday. Okay. And then there's an educational presentation that precedes the performance. It's at 8 p.m. at the Santa Fe Opera. If you call 986-5900, you can find out what tickets are for that event. What else is happening? Arts
the youth
Alive.
Nights and the youth nights and dress rehearsals are fun.
No, they are. They're a lot of fun. I mean, I like me personally, I would rather go to a youth night dress rehearsal like and drag my godkids along than go to a performance.
Do your godchildren like opera?
I don't know. I don't think they've
you
ever
You can find out.
I don't think they've ever seen opera.
You should drag them along.
Heard opera. They're more of a top 40 type, you know. I mean, they're like 11 and 9. I don't think
They might love some
no,
of them.
No, that's what I mean. I'm gonna drag them up there and see if they like it.
Drag.
Well, I mean, they'll come willingly.
Right.
Just if you just say ice cream, then they'll come. Let's see what else. Juan City Flamenco Theater Company.
Yes, indeed.
That's 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday at the Maria Benitez Theater, and that's up there at the Lodge at Santa Fe. There's a new restaurant up there I keep trying to get to, but I haven't been able to get up there yet. I guess there's more than one of them. It's called Los Cuates, and it's New Mexican food, but
excellent.
I'm hearing good things about it.
Cool.
So maybe I'll go up there and get my burrito and flamenco on at the same time. What else? Oh, you know this Page One movie is coming out. Starts today.
I
reviewed it in today's Pasta Tiempo. It's Page One. It's kind of like an inside look at the New York Times, but the whole movie sort of takes place. Like 2008-ish, when WikiLeaks and things, like over the course of a year, this filmmaker went in there and spent time with the media desk, you know, the folks that are in charge of reporting on what's happening in the Twitterverse and things like that.
It's called the Twitterverse?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah. The blogosphere, the Twitterverse. You couldn't call it the Twittersphere because that would be... Well, I don't know what that would be. but it's kind of a great look at how newspapers are struggling to kind of fit a square peg of that sort of technology and social media into the round hole of the traditional print journalism.
Right.
And it's, you know, in some cases it's of course sad because you see people getting laid off. But David Carr sort of steals the show. David Carr's a 25-year veteran reporter who wrote this great memoir called The Night of the Gun back in 2008 and discusses his crack addiction and whatnot and sort of rose to the top as a reporter for the New York Times, and he's kind of the central piece of this great film.
Gotta see it.
Yeah, I mean, I only gave it 2.5 chilies because the film really couldn't really tell you what it was about.
Huh.
It was going in 50 million directions.
Yeah, but still,
but it's
a movie about the media,
yeah.
Considering that we are the media
yeah.
here, is always good to see. And don't forget Salsa at the Lodge tonight at 9 o'clock. With DJ Sofrito and all sorts of other good things that you can find about in the Pasa Tiempo.
Yes.
Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexican. Rob DeWalt is with us from that august publication, speaking of the arts, every Friday just about. And you are going to be off next Friday, is that
I
right?
I am. I'm taking a two-day Ojo Caliente getaway.
Nice.
I gotta get away.
Nice. Yeah. I have to say, the restaurant up there is so good that you don't even know what to do.
Well, I'm going to have to find out.
It's so good.
Yeah.
A few years ago, it was not very good. And then they got this chef from San Diego who is amazing, who's worthy of the greatest adulation it's possible to give.
Sweet.
I was there not too long ago. Anyway, Robert Knott will be with us.
Yes.
Next weekend.
He's going to fill in.
So that'll be like old days.
Yeah. You guys can catch up.
All right. Well, it's time to go. Adios.
Bye.